This program does not express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Do any blood tests or culture and find out what bug is infecting her. I get her better every single time. Start with the first time. Give us a history on when you first got to me in Long Beach.
Yes, that was 6 years ago.
Get closer to the mic.
Okay, it was 6 years Sorry ago. About that. And I was suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, and I had a lung infection that I had had for a year and a half.
Okay.
I had been to 5 specialists. I had been tested for every imaginable disease. I had been checked out at Scripps Institute, and they knew something was wrong.
Speak a little louder.
Oh,
get closer to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That they knew that I had this ongoing lung infection, but they couldn't cure it. And I was on antibiotics for a year and a half, and I was told by one of the pulmonary specialists that I would be on antibiotics the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard of Dr. Tong.
You did go to Scripps, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And he told me they checked everything, and he said that he knew that I was very sick, but he didn't know what was wrong, and he didn't know how to help me. And sent me on my way. And then I heard of Dr. Tong, and I went in, and with his treatments, he cured me of the lung infection that I had had for a year and a half.
So did they ever find out what you were infected with?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
No.
So basically,
the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically every lung specialist did all kinds of tests.
Yes.
Tests. Mm-hmm. All the tests were negative. That means they
That's
were
right.
normal.
Mm-hmm.
They found
right.
nothing, but every time they stopped your antibiotic,
I got sick.
You got sick, your chest pain, you're short of breath, okay?
Mm-hmm. And my whole body ached, and I would end up in bed.
You end up in bed.
Just in miserable pain throughout my body and in my chest.
So how do they select the antibiotics?
Just at random. They just, anything.
Just
like what they do with pain or whatever
right.
come to mind, they just dump it on you and see whatever works.
Yeah, it's just like throwing something against the wall and whatever sticks.
Whatever sticks works.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't care what happened to the destruction of the normal bacteria to your Yeah, the rest of the body.
Well, that made the chronic fatigue syndrome worse. And
yes.
Then, of course, the candida was going on throughout my whole body.
Yes.
And I just went from bad to worse.
Okay, here's mm-hmm. a point, okay? Mm-hmm. You have an infection in your lung. The reason, the underlying reason for the infection is not because of the bugs. We all have bacteria, viruses, all kinds of things. We all have SARS. Millions of people were infected with SARS, but only a small number of people came down with the symptom. And an even smaller number of people died. So the 99% of people who were infected with SARS did not get the symptom of the disease. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what is an underlying problem? Is because the body's healing power went down.
Right.
The body healing power had to do with the circulation. Just like you got a traffic jam, you have a riot. So the way to clear the infection is to open the circulation, and the infection will go away. Now, if you do not open the circulation, the antibiotic will go to the good areas and destroy all the good bacteria.
Right.
Then you have to use higher dose, okay? Then you destroy more good bacteria, and even if you clear the infection, okay, you get a lot of damage, such as secondary yeast infection,
candida.
and candida, and destroying all the digestive system. That's why you cannot extract the energy. As a result, you get chronic fatigue syndrome. So you try to get one symptom better, you end up with the whole body and Marie getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So how did you find out about me in the first place?
I had been highly recommended to you by someone who was having health problems that had, you know, gone through the Western medical, the whole gamut, and nothing helped.
Okay. And this was at the time when Dr. Tong was in Long Beach? And
yes.
So, and you, this was six years ago?
6 years ago,
okay.
Yes.
And now, so the bacterial infection, it just came all of a sudden? Or you just started having the shortness of breath? Or
As I recall, it started with just minor symptoms, and then it progressed and getting worse and
okay,
worse.
Okay, and it didn't get any better with antibiotics?
I did not quite remember the history. I can venture a guess, okay? The time that you get the infection, that you get sick, prior to that, you probably have a lot of stress.
An extreme amount of stress,
mm-hmm.
See,
yes.
It's always the stress that reduce your body's circulation, yeah. Reduce your body's healing power. I did not learn that in medical schools. I know the regular Western doctor do not know that, okay? They came in, the patient came in, they do tests, they find out what bacteria and write you a prescription. But never tell you what you're eating wrong, what you're doing wrong in life. Those are the root causes. So, do not hold your breath to wait for the regular Western medical profession to find a cure for infection,
right.
For pain, or for any chronic
yes.
disease, okay? If a doctor talks to you about what you eat wrong in at home and what kind of stress you're undergoing before you got sick, okay? That doctor knows something, and he'll teach you something about what you should avoid, what you should eat, and what you should do at home. That way, you can get a total cure, okay? And if the doctor just write a prescription and send you out, it's irresponsible and it's harmful to you.
Well, I mean, I think nowadays in the Western convention of medicine, I mean, that is how doctors are taught. I mean, I'm in medical school now, and that's how I am taught. This is the protocol for infection. You prescribe with antibiotics, and if that doesn't work, you use a second line. And the thing that, you know, they don't understand is that when you take antibiotics, you're also killing the normal flora in your system, and then you get secondary infections like the candida that you had as well.
Okay, I want to bring out a couple of things, because you told me last week that you had right now you're going through cardiology.
I just finished a cardiology rotation.
Okay, you had two patients that you know, the cardiologist, under caring of the cardiologist, they were on cholesterol drugs. The cholesterol number was were perfectly normal, but the angiogram showed that the artery was completely blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the number on the cholesterol they are treating is not right, and the cardiologist keep giving the cholesterol drugs, even the artery were blocked.
Well, because to them, they think that if they don't get the cholesterol medication, the blockage would be even more. So, I mean, the way that they think
no
is...
no proof of that, okay?
Exactly.
There are no proof of that. They do not... Now that we see that even in two cases, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many cases with normal cholesterol with blocked artery?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a lot.
Probably.
Because cholesterol is not, it's just like calcium, just like fatty acid, they're like in the plaques.
Especially the patients who are overweight, who are on Atkins, who have normal cholesterol.
Yes.
But they have these symptoms because they're not lowering their cholesterol the right way. Medication is not the way to lower your cholesterol.
Yes.
In fact, if you watch what you eat, stay active, have a healthy lifestyle,
yes,
that is the way to lower your cholesterol. And it's a very simple concept, but people just do not understand this concept.
The simple concept I want you guys to learn is that treating the symptoms and versus restoring your health.
Mm-hmm.
A patient goes to a doctor, they want their health restored. And currently, and I'm sorry to say, no matter where you go, Mayo Clinic, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, I'm just speaking the truth. Nobody knows how to restore health because I did not learn that from medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it because I was sick. So nobody knows really how to restore health,
mm-hmm,
as much as we do in here, okay?
Well, we'll get back to you, Anne-Marie, again, because we have another caller on the line. Ethel. Hi, Ethel. Welcome to our show. Ethel?
Can we get Ethel on the line?
Oh, maybe we don't have Ethel on hold for us. Anyway.
Okay.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions for us, please call us toll-free now at 1-800-292-5236. Okay, Ethel.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, sorry about the little mishap. We have some technical difficulties today, but anyway, we just move on.
Ethel had been on a guest on our show before.
She has, yeah. Right. I'll need to look for her. Anyway, Ethel, where are you calling from and what do you do? Give us a little history.
I'm in Moreno Valley, California.
Okay. And can you give us kind of a history of what you experienced before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, it's long. I'll be short with it.
Okay. Don't worry, yes.
I had a thyroid, inactive thyroid.
Okay.
Okay, inactive thyroid.
I had cold hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I was diagnosed as having osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the dentist was spinous tissue and lower back pain.
Okay.
And after my first visit with Dr. Tom, I am no longer on medication.
So what kind of medication were you on before?
Oh, Dr. Tom.
Just give us a...
Well, I was on the high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also they give me something for a diuretic water pill.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was on a medication for...
thyroid?
Yeah, thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Pain pills?
And they put me on the RT hormone.
Hormones?
Okay.
Okay. And pain pills? Were you on pain pills as well?
No.
No, okay.
No pain pill.
So you're on Premarin, okay.
So after the very first treatment, how was your pain? How were your other symptoms?
Dr. Tom, when I walked out of your office, I didn't have any pain at all.
So how much pain did you had when you came in the office?
I had severe pain in my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left the office, I didn't have any pain.
Is this after the first treatment?
This was my first visit, and that was April.
Ethel, 2002. Yeah, you better tell our audience that I did not take you out for lunch or saying that kind of story. Okay. We are sorry like this every single Saturday for the last 3 years. And how come people don't want to know about this? This is so incredible for me. People don't want to know about the cure of chronic disorders.
Well, part of it is because they don't understand the mechanism by which you treat them. And the other thing is, nowadays, they always talk about evidence-based medicine. Everything
this is evidence.
But everything has to have controlled studies, et cetera, et cetera.
No, Elaine, okay.
But that's why.
Yeah,
that is why. I'm not in any way supporting their view, but this is the reason. That's part of it, and it's
okay,
money
listen,
as well.
Let me disprove what you're saying, okay? Evidence, they want evidence to prove that the symptoms can get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do not want evidence of a cure. Okay, you do not use double-blind experiment on a cure, because on a cure, every symptom had to be treated. that they do not want to cure. The basic reason behind everything is money. Okay, forget about evidence based, or forget about all the excuses. It's money. Okay, and people that out there should know it, because there's no money in cure for the doctors. There are a whole bunch of money in treating you over and over and over again, and never end. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ethel, anyway, okay, so after our first treatment, you were off all medications, correct?
Right, and I'm looking back, Ethel was on our show in September of 2002. You had a cholesterol over 300, is that correct?
Yes.
And you were on cholesterol medication for that?
No.
No, you weren't, okay. No. So, but you did have high blood pressure, okay.
How's your blood pressure now?
My blood pressure this morning was 144 over 80.
See, how long have you been off the medication? Since the time I gave you first treatment, correct?
Yes.
So,
and at that time, you told me to not to take it unless my blood pressure went over 150.
Yes.
And so I just quit taking it unless my blood pressure was over 150.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay.
But that didn't seem to help.
That's right.
Even if it was over 150.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because the cause had to do with the energy and the blood flow, mm-hmm. okay? Now, let me tell you the harm of taking hormone therapy, diuretics, and thyroid and so forth, okay? Because we said we want to restore your health. That the only way to do it is restore independent function of the body. So the body can do its own thing on its own without something else helping, like diuretic to do the kidney's job. If you use diuretic, you ruin the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
You take thyroid, you ruin the thyroid. You take insulin, you ruin the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The only way to restore the function, to get the energy, the thyroid energy, the pancreas energy, the kidney energy, what the Chinese call qi. That's why a regular doctor will never be able to do it. They don't know a human is consisting of qi. A human is a spirit, is a mind.
Right, and Ethel has actually been off the medication for almost 2 years now, your blood pressure medication, and it has stabilized then. Ethel,
that proves that high blood pressure can be cured, and I wouldn't be surprised that your cholesterol is lower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time, I get Ethel came back because she had a rash.
Mm-hmm. So what happened with your rash, Ethel? How did it come about?
Well, the first rash that I had was in 1998.
Uh-huh.
And it dried up. I got medication for that, and it dried up.
Okay.
But this started in January of this year.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what to do about it.
Uh-huh.
So I made an appointment to come see Dr. Tom.
Uh-huh.
And the rash that I have was on my left thigh.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe it a little bit?
The other areas of my body, and it was very dry,
mm-hmm.
and itching.
Mm-hmm. And itching, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just came in to see Dr. Tong?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it has improved a lot.
So how what happened after the first treatment? Did you improve after that?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that shows that the rash can be improved immediately. Mosquito bite or insect bite can be improved immediately. Remember Rose's story?
Right. How many treatments did you have for your rash, Ethel?
I was there on the 16th and the 24th.
So two treatments and your rash is gone.
No, it's not gone.
Okay.
But it's much better,
there,
right?
But it's
yes,
better.
But it's much better.
Is it still itching?
And it's drying.
Is it still itching or no?
Yes.
Okay, but not as much. Not
mm-hmm.
as much, okay?
Okay,
yeah. But you only have two treatments, okay? Now, let me tell you what the cause of the rash, okay? You are probably eating too much acidic-forming food, okay? That's acid that the body is not able to get out through urine, bowel movement, breathing, and the skin, okay? And then the body did not have enough neutralizing minerals to get rid of the acid. So the acid came out from the skin. I had that 4 months ago. Okay, so with the neutralizer from Master Miracle, and then taking it, soaking the body, you keep on soaking the area, soaking the whole body, okay, and taking the neutralizer, you help on your end to get rid of it faster.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Ethel, Do you have any questions?
Yes,
sure.
On the nebulizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it give you the diarrhea?
Does it give you diarrhea?
Yeah.
If you take too much, yes.
It can, yes.
But it's a good idea to have a little diarrhea if it doesn't make you so weak, because you're getting rid of the acid that way.
Right. It's like detoxification.
Okay.
And then in the beginning, when people take that, they might feel a little worse because of the detoxification.
Okay.
In fact, a little diarrhea is good for you. When you get toxins, yes.
Okay, Ethel, thank you so much for joining our show.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
And same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller, Juan from Highland. Let's get to Juan. And hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. I'm calling because, I've been feeling great. I did exactly what Dr. Tong advised me.
Uh-huh.
To stay away from coffee and Coke and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Juan, can you give us a little summary of what kind of symptom were you suffering before you saw me, and how long, and what kind of treatment you had from other people?
I was burping a lot, and I was feeling weak. I just didn't have the energy.
Uh-huh.
And you had pain too, right?
I mean, I didn't have a lot of energy. I feel like I'm lazy. I just want to lay back. Now I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Doing more than I used to.
Okay.
After the acupuncture, it's not. I don't think it's really that serious, but
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of itchy all over my body now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on my leg.
Uh huh. So you've had you have degenerative disc disease, back pain, you have leg pain, headaches, basically generalized pain all over your body. You're diabetic. Is that true as well?
Yes.
And you have the acid reflux, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, so how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
He has only one treatment, okay?
Have only one yet, but, the result seems to be working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need to come back and don't wait for too much, too long from the first treatment. When did he have his first treatment?
The 17th, so about 2 weeks ago.
One week at a time, because the itching and stuff like that, it means that I have not been able to get rid of all your toxins.
Right, so you still need a few more treatments.
I haven't been able to come on my appointment because of a death in family.
Okay.
I had to go to San Francisco, and then I just came back.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juan.
I need to go and see Dr.
Yes.
Tom again.
But, Juan, thank you so much for joining us today.
So
you are seeing improvement, but you need to come back because there are still some blockages that Dr. Tong needs to clear out. You're probably still very stressed, especially with the death in the family and acidic.
Uh-huh.
And we need to talk about, we're going to explain about the neutralizing power of Master's Miracle. Thank you for calling
also
in.
Also, my headache is, it's not really...
Not
a lot of headache now.
Anymore.
Wonderful. I disappeared.
Okay.
Great.
Here's a point. Even with the death of family,
you're
still more energetic than before.
Right.
Okay.
So that means he's handling his stress better.
After only one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Juan, you must come back. You should come back because you need
to
maintain this. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you have any questions for us now, give us a call right now, toll-free at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. Give us a call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, and since we still have Anne-Marie with us, why don't you tell, did you come back for another infection, or did you get sick again, or what
that
happened?
That was the whole story, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I came back again.
You're louder.
Okay. I came back again for asthma problems.
Uh-huh.
And what I made the mistake, and I hope other people don't do the same thing that I did.
Uh-huh.
When to start, I just went back to the Western doctors,
mm-hmm.
and the day I had the asthma attack, I ran into emergency, And then I started in. They gave me the prednisone.
The
and
albuterol.
Then I was on, yes, and on the nebulizer at home. And I just went from bad
to
worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the fires that we had, I believe it was in October.
Right.
I was on oxygen. Uh-huh. I had an oxygen tank.
Oh, my goodness.
I had three of them.
And you're so young.
And I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also gained 27 pounds.
Gained 27 pounds, yeah.
From the prednisone,
from
right?
From the prednisone.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, to make a long story short, we only have about a minute left. You came back to see Dr. Tong.
Yes, with all that, and he has cleared up the problem. And
how
I
many treatments?
I had four treatments.
Uh-huh. That's
four
wonderful.
Four treatments, yes.
And has he introduced you to the Neutralizer Master's Miracle?
Yes, he has.
And you've started using
Yes, he has. And I'm regulating the acidity in my
the
body.
The pH, right.
And I've noticed a difference.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I've dropped 10 pounds.
Wow. Well, you look great.
Well, not yet, but I will.
But every single time you got sick, you got better after one treatment.
Please call us at 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 12 noon on KSPA AM 1510 and KCO AM 1000. Again, 714-556-8664. Have a great weekend.